Nuclear explosions are caused by weapons such as H-bombs or atom bombs. They are like ordinary explosions, only many times more powerful. They cause great heat and blast. They also make a cloud of deadly dust, which falls slowly to the ground. This is what is called fallout. So these are the two dangers. First, heat and blast, which is followed by fallout.
Now, I probably need to explain what that rather unusual newsreel or piece of footage is and all about. Well, I've been the furthest in my van for quite some time. It's probably the furthest I've been in my van since I've had the van. I drove all the way to meet good friend Neil James from the Photo Walk podcast. I say from, he is the creator. He is the voice. Oh, wow. We had a proper good time. And he said he'd take me to somewhere that's been a dominant place probably through my, from about 8 to 15. It was always in the news, the protests, and that's Greenham Common. And we went to Greenham Common. So I'll go a bit further on about this in a sec, but the day was wonderful. Actually, 2 days. I got there late evening and spent some time with Neil. I had a few sherbets and a wee curry and a good chat. Well, we didn't actually stop talking. It was non-stop jangle of the highest order. Then from there, up early, quick scutch round his local area with the wee... his wee dog, Barney, Mr. Barkalot. Off we went. Saw a steam train. That doesn't happen every day. Just by chance. Oh, seems to be a steam train coming past our way. That was a bit of a treat. And then from there on, we got prepared, got ready, and off we went to Greenham Common. Now, the introduction, the fear as a child, the idea of the mushroom cloud and how it was going to wipe us all out. It was always on the news, if I remember. It seemed like that. There was always the protests outside Greenham Common because that was the base, the air base that housed the nuclear warheads, the destruction of mankind. And as a child, that fear, the idea that these weapons of mass destruction were... in our country and the US military that was there in a huge, I don't know how many missiles were on that base at any one time, but it certainly was not a good idea. Well, I was happy and very happy to report that Greenham Common has been took over and won back by nature. With gauze bushes and fabulous silver birch all around the perimeter. And there are some beautiful specimens. Now, I've made a video of both myself and Neil walking around and taking in composition after composition and having a right good jangle. And Neil giving me the lowdown and the showdown, the history of Greenham Common. And I felt a significant release. The idea of what was once a very feared place as a child and these reports and government news announcements about what to do in the case of a nuclear war, those kind of things scared the bejesus out of me as a kid. So going here and seeing how nature was thriving and how the runway was just... one square, one section left was fascinating. But to top it off, as we got further out of the perimeter, these beautiful trees and stands of silver birch flourishing all around. And I think I might have got one or two shots. And I hope when the video's ready over on YouTube channel, they'll come and join me and give it a watch. And there's a few chuckles and a lot of history and a lot of good chat. So I'll be looking forward to editing that. And we had a good chat together to go on to Neil's podcast himself. I'm either going to be an extra miler or on the main show. Not sure how much we got, if there was enough of me jangling. But we certainly did have a good chat. So get yourself over to the Four to Walk. Visit the website first, because there's so much on there to see. All the listeners who submit the photography every week. And then, of course, there's the assignments that get put out by from the likes of me, little old me, to some of the most famous photographers in the world. So head over to the Four to Walk and join Neil on his Facebook page, the Four to Walk over there on Facebook. And the main meal is to listen to his podcast. I reckon I'm about three quarters of the way through of over 369. I think he's actually on 371 episodes as I record this. And each and every one of them is well worth getting in your ears. So have a listen. And thanks to Neil for hospitality, meeting all the family and just getting out in a location that from a child put the absolute fear of God in me. And then to see it took over, like I say, by nature, just filled me with hope and got rid of some of that you know, that darkness that no child should really be faced with, the idea of Armageddon and the relation to today's world with what we've just had with COVID, and even my children having that fear. It's not good, and it's something I can really relate to. But seeing how that's all evaporated into the green and pleasant land, and of course my favourite place, the woodland that surrounded Greenham Common. So it's gonna be a short one, he says. How long are we in here? Do I say that every week? No. Let's come on. Get on to it. I've got my notes here. I'm all prepared tonight. I'm late, I know. There's a delay because, as you've just heard, I spent the weekend down with Mr. James and doing a bit of photo walking, so I didn't really get chance to record my own in between episode, which is what this is now, and it should be going out probably around about 10:30 tonight over on my podcast channel, which you can listen to on all your favourite podcast players. But don't forget, you can go to malleyphotography.co.uk/podcast and listen to it there as well, stream from my website. So where was I? I'm digressing. I'm putting my marketing spin in there. Did you get that? Did you get that? So come on, get people, let people know to tune in and listen. I'm actually telling you guys, and you're already listening, I'm losing plot, aren't I? Lack of sleep, and like I say, the furthest I've ever been in my van. But it's all good practice for Scotland. Getting very excited now, the opportunity of getting my butt up into the Highlands is going to be a treat. So let's jump now to let's create the group tog of the week. And have we got an absolute belter for you? This gentleman is in the book. I've not finished it yet. I'm still working on it, but he's in the Let's Create Your Photography book for 2022. I've got everyone's images now, including this person, and he was late, if he listens. He was late getting me his text, but we got it with her, and the design's coming along well. And who is he? Who am I talking about? Group Tog of the Week. It's Neil Hodgkinson. Aye, Neil, if you don't know him, you should. I'm giving him a mention because his photography is just superb from in and around Manchester. And of course, further afield, I think right now he's ventured up to Scotland for his birthday, and he's no doubt filling his boots with street photography on the streets of Edinburgh, I think he is. So Neil Hodgkinson, go check him out. Little tinkle, little search, he'll come up as a wedding photographer, but he does street photography. Does some beautiful, subtly colour adjusted and LUT style, very, very much his way of doing street photography, and very beautiful it is too. But go and also join his group, the hashtag AOP, Aspects of Photography. Go and have a check out of Neil's group over there with some fine gents and some fine ladies posting beautiful photography. Very similar to Let's Create. Of course, you know. I'm joking. I'm not going there. I like to think of brothers and sisters with the Facebook groups, just like the photo walk. Head over and go and check out the Aspects of Photography. Right, I think we're there with the group tog of the week. A well-deserved mention for Neil Hodgkinson. Good news story of the week. It's always hard, this, because good news just doesn't seem to be something that's put out there predominantly online, and the sources that I go search, well, go and search for a nice news story, and there's never anything. It's always gloom and doom, and everyone's talking about AI and robots are going to be shoving cameras up our asses. I don't know what's going on, but the world is certainly in Ghostbusters 2, and the slime of negativity flows deep within under our feet. Yeah, you know what I mean. It just always seems to be a negative spin. Well, not here, because change is a-coming. There's a change a-coming. It's an exciting time of year between the cold and spring. I love this time of year because we do get the fogs, the mist, possible little sprinkling of snow. It has snowed in April before, but between now and March, springeth is coming. The changes of colour and the start of a new season is always great for photography, always great for everyone out there who are getting out with the cameras, because you do get these changes of conditions. It adds interest, and it just gives you something extra. The leaves, I've already seen the pussy willow springing to life. There's buds on trees showing, and it won't be long. 3 or 4 weeks, we're going to start seeing some colour coming back into our landscape. Landscape. Barmy. Yeah, we're definitely seeing the change, and let's hope it will continue, and we'll continue to get the atmosphere, mist, fog, with this colour coming around us and bursting into life. Lighter nights as well. So it is very good news. Lighter nights makes for more opportunity, especially for me working full time. It means I can come home from work at a couple of evenings. I can get out and grab that low golden light. It's a beautiful time of the year. And that takes me nicely to my edits this week. It's a time op. I'm behind with the projects, the videos. But I'm not going to rush. And I'm certainly not going to not put these out. I've got some, I'd like to think, some of my best YouTube videos. They're not edited yet. I just have a feeling, especially this one that I'm working on now from Alcock Tarn. Yes, you heard that right. Alcock Tarn. Don't giggle. Come on. There's ladies listening. Don't be rude. That's the name of it. And it is a very special place. Up on the banks on the side, looking over Rydal and Grasmere, you get tremendous views across Loughrigg and the fells dropping off in the distance to Wetherlam, etc., all the way around to Helm Crag and beyond. And this particular day, it was a random walk. We'd been in the woodland. There's also a beautiful woodland above Rydal and Grasmere that is worth your time. A mixture of spruce, a mixture of trees. That just, oh. So when was this film? It's in between, it's the bit before, it's kind of, we had a strange autumn, I felt, last year. So it's at that point where everything was turning. And I just have to put it out. I can't leave it. I've got to edit it. And especially the images, that some of the images up on the fells are just, you wouldn't know what season it is because it's just dark and moody. And the rain and squalls that were smashing across the fells in the distance. Those photographs for me are not to be left on the hard drive. I want to share them with you because I'm very excited at what I did grab on this occasion up at Alcock Tarn. So that's the edits for this week. Now, photography tip. I think I might have said this before because I think this is important. I've definitely said it in my videos. And that's buy second hand. For years, and I mean pretty much since I got into landscape photography from around 2010, 12-ish, around that time, I've always bought second-hand gear, a D200, D300, D300S, Nikons, the Pentaxes I had. I've still got some old Pentax glass here as well. And just, it's wonderful to grab old. God, I had a Russian lens I got from a shop in Manchester that was just a beast. An absolute beast. I think that was something like an 80 to 150. It was a strange focal length. I got some very, how can you describe it? Filmic looks, even on a digital camera using this lens. But it was never sharp. They were always kind of butter smothered effect of the lens. But yeah, I got some beautiful pictures of the kids with that lens, and I still like looking at them now. And that just goes to show that look about and buy second-hand gear, because shiny doesn't always produce the mood or the romance within the images. So there's my tip of the week. Get yourselves out there to MPB, possibly not sponsored by them, but if you're listening, you know what I am, MPB. I've bought loads of gear, absolutely tons of gear from them. And it's always great value. Always a good price if you're trading in. Always a good price if you're buying. And it's always spot on the description. I never had a problem yet with any of the gear I've had from mpb.com. So let's round up. It's enough of this advert. I won't mind it. I'm not even sponsored. But if you're listening, MPB. Oh, trying to do a Gavin style there. If you don't know who I'm on about, Gavin Hardcastle. He might be coming on the podcast soon, I hope. Let's get him back. Should we get him back? Let me know. It'd be nice for getting back. Get Adam back. When it all started and those two gents supported me from the off, it would be good to get them back on. And that leads me nicely to the roundup, because we have a master, we have a photographer I'm sure lots of you look to and love and thoroughly enjoy their photography, and that's Joe Cornish. Joins me in a conversation next week on Let's Create, Let's Talk. I won't divulge too much. I want you to come along, I want you to come and join me and listen to that episode, because it was a real moment for me to get to spend time with Joe and talk to him. I met him once. He's an absolute gentleman. I adore his photography. I adore his ethos. And he is certainly someone who is worth and very much you have to listen to. So don't forget, head over and join me next week for Joe Cornish on Let's Create, Let's Talk. So we're going to finish. That's it. Done. Quick one, we jangle. You can support this podcast by buying my book, if you didn't know. Ann Stapper is still on sale. It's available on my website, malleyphotography.co.uk. I am proud as punch of this book. It's a collection of images over 2 years, mainly lockdown and when we got freedom. But it isn't a lockdown book. It's more of a look at what I was doing around that time. And you can see the progress, and you can see, I like to think, how much I adore my local vicinity and a little bit further afield. So, you know, thanks to everyone who's already bought a copy. But if you haven't, get your asses to Mars and buy one of those. They're not in Mars. It's just, I don't know why I say that. Anyone's watches movies as much as me. Cut. Any road, all the best. Have a good one. Stay steady and create your photography your way. Be kind and well. There's only one thing left to say. I'll see thee.
And cover.
Be sure and remember what Bert the Turtle just did, friends, because every one of us must remember to do the same thing. That's what this film is all about. Duck and cover. Paul and Patty know this. No matter where they go or what they do, they always try to remember what to do if the atom bomb explodes right then. It's a bomb. Duck and cover. Sundays, holidays, vacation time, we must be ready every day, all the time, to do the right thing if the atomic bomb explodes. Duck and cover. That's the first thing to do. Duck and cover. First, you duck. Then, you cover. You duck and cover tight. Duck and cover under the table. It's a bomb. Duck and cover.
He did what we all must learn to do.
You
and you
and you
and you
duck and cover.